Welcome to the podcast where we talk about all things blended families. I share my personal journey, again I repeat, my personal journey from a stepmom's perspective. It is also a time for reflections and new realizations. Join me as I try to unpack the last 16 years of my life. This is my story, and in case of any exaggeration or dramatization, trust me, it's purely coincidental. To Mike and my family, and also my extended family, sorry, not sorry. Episode 3 is here with us, and today I'm going to talk about stepmom guilt. It's been something I've really struggled with, especially in my blended family. And I know guilt is in every aspect of our life, but sometimes when I think about it, guilt is such a useless emotion. It offers a lot of grief and a lot of beating of yourself, and it does a lot of harm. Fine, every emotion in the world is valid, but for me, guilt is one of those emotions, if you can do without, the better. Before I jump into it, I really want to say thank you very much for the warm reception of the podcast. Thank you for your opinions. Thank you for your kind words. This is also therapy for me, so I really appreciate it when you give feedback. And again, guilt is here again, and I've been talking about guilt. I know I promised to be consistent, but I'm trying. I'll try and keep up and ensure every 2 weeks, bi-weekly, there's an episode. I don't want to commit to a week. I hope you enjoy today's podcast. So for myself, stepmom guilt manifested in many, many ways. I guess also just the name, you know, being called a stepmom has a very negative connotation to it. So how I experienced the guilt was also the fact that it is not something that society has talked positively about. I know that in some instances, stepmoms have been very evil, the evil stepmom. So I quietly had the guilt, you know, I had the guilt that I'm a stepmom, and I suffered the burden of all those other stepmoms who are nasty, and I was trying to be a good one. So one of the ways was how people made the assumption that if I'm a stepmom, I maybe broke someone's marriage or I disrupted someone's family. That's why I'm a stepmom. Again, I go back to the negative connotation that stepmothers have been given in society. And I found myself struggling with, I'm not a bad stepmom. I'm not an evil stepmom. I did not make the couple divorce, or they didn't divorce because of me. So that was one way it manifested, when I used to look at people and I could see in them, or someone would make a comment at an event and say, you know what, we know you stepmoms, you're people who break people's home. And over time, and that's the thing with stepmom guilt, you learn to not have to justify your side of the story, because either way, sometimes you're doomed. If you do, you're doomed if you don't. As long as you personally know that that is not the situation, then you really don't have to carry the guilt around. So that is one way that guilt manifested, in that I was maybe the one who broke up the family. To give context to this, for example, he's an extrovert. Mike would like me to go with him to many events, family gatherings. And so when you'd walk in with him, you'd find that, especially in an African context, men would go sit on their own and women would sit on their own. And so I would find myself being left out. So the men have gone to, Mike has gone to his friends, and I'm supposed to the ladies. But you could see they would alienate me, you know, they would be them. And then me, I'm just there at the corner wondering, why are they not inviting me in their group? Am I not a woman? And that was the issue. When over time I thought about it and I wondered, okay, why would they judge me without knowing me? But it is just the fact that maybe they would look at me and think, okay, that's the girl who broke the home, or that's the girl responsible or for the divorce, or that's the young girl with the older guy, here we go again. So people really judged me a lot, especially women, and that's a sad part, that women will tend to judge you more than men. And what it did to me, it made me refuse to take Mike to events or to functions, because I didn't like how the women treated me. Or another example would be, they would welcome Mike with hugs and they would smile, and when it came to me, someone would just say, hi. actually, that's how it used to be done. Hi. And then I'd wonder, have we met before? Have you ever seen me before? And so that is one way the stepmom guilt manifested, especially in events and when Mike sort of brought me out to meet his friends, who most likely they are his age mates and their wives are also their age mates. So we're talking about women who maybe are 18, 15 years older than me. Another way that stepmom guilt manifested was when I would really want alone time with just Mike alone without the kids. So when they would go to visit their biological mom, or maybe sometimes they would go for family events on the other side, I really used to look forward to that time. Nasiko Baya, I know that it's their dad and he has a fatherly love compared to a partner love is different. But I used to feel guilt when I would enjoy those moments or when I would want him to create those moments. And looking back, I'm asking myself, why was I feeling guilty? Because I wanting alone time with my partner was not wrong. So I used to struggle a lot with that. When they would go, I'd feel, why am I happy that we are alone? And that's normal. You need to spend time with your person. So that would be one of the ways guilt manifested. A third one would also be, for example, this is a big one, going on holidays without the children. And this was very evident at my wedding. You know, everyone has a wedding and then a honeymoon. I remember I really struggled with a honeymoon because in my head I was wondering, how are we going to carry four children? So it was easier for me to cancel the honeymoon because I was already feeling guilty. I'll go with their dad without them. How would they feel like? And now looking back, a honeymoon is what every married couple deserves. So those are some of the things I really struggle with. That other honeymoon is still a big one. 16 years later, Nabados Jepele kwa honeymoon. Anyway. Yeah, Mike, wherever he is, he owes me. I know at Anembe Mekpeleka, places mingi sana, destination mingi, lakini yuko honeymoon. We have to have our honeymoon. So that was one of the ways that guilt manifested. And when I talk about guilt, this is guilt not created by anyone, but just guilt that I felt. I used to feel guilty about these things. Definitely over the years, you know, it's something you manage and it doesn't go away completely, but you learn how to manage it and you learn how to think logically when it comes to guilt. I also used to feel guilty when in my head I would wonder, how would it feel like to marry someone without children? What if Mike was just single? What if kama tu angenigojea, you know? Okay, angenigojea 18 years, I say. But remember to angeningoja. So I used to feel guilty for wanting him to come without the children, and there's nothing wrong about it. But then I used to feel so guilty. I can't even tell anyone. That's the thing with guilt. That's an emotion that you feel it, but also you're ashamed because guilt carries a lot of shame. But I used to really wonder. Even nowadays, I ask him, "Sasa, kama ungeningojea." You know, then he asked me, you know, 18 years. But still, I usually feel another type of way where I wanted him to maybe would have waited for me, as much as there's a big age difference. And that reminds me of a blog I wrote about not being able to have your fast or letting go of your fast. He would have waited for me, so it would have been his fast and my fast only marriage. Number two, it's also the first of having children. You know, he had children before me. He had done four children before me. So there was no big deal. He was just like, okay, next. And so I see it nowadays with women where they have baby showers, they have baby moon. He was just like, okay, so you're pregnant. You know, so that's another thing that happens when you're someone's second or third. And I don't blame him for it, but it's part of being a blended family. And also, it just reminded me of the guilt of being pregnant. When I got pregnant with Sean, it took us a really long time to tell the children. The guilt of having to have a child. How dare you have a child? And we are enough in this family, already four children. So that guilt made me request Mike not to tell them until it's really big. And it didn't work because one day when you're taking them for ice cream, the youngest was sent by the rest to ask, is she pregnant? I think we waited for too long. So it looked, it was obvious that I was pregnant. But the guilt that I had, it was really hard for me to enjoy the pregnancy. I look at people nowadays, and even maybe then it happened just because I didn't know them, how they enjoy their 9 months of pregnancy. They take baby bumps, photo shoots, they have baby showers, they have baby moons. I felt really guilty when I was pregnant with Sean. So it took me a long time to tell them. And also subsequent to that is when I gave birth to Sean, the guilt was even more, you know, because the children have been told by maybe the extended family or their friends who've had a bad experience that, you know, now they are going to have their own baby. You guys just wait. Mtateswa, you know, so I really tried and I overcompensated on having to gloss over the fact that I was 9 months pregnant. And in my heart, I knew that I didn't want to do this ever again. So it was my only chance. So the guilt made me not enjoy it, made me not even share it with my friends. When Sean was born, there was no alone time with him because there was no way I was going to have the newborn all to myself. At the same time, not accommodating the other children. You see how crazy it is? I couldn't stay with Sean alone, who's 0 months old. So I used to have Sean and all of them together so that I could try and prove to them that, you know, I still love you the same. And I feel sometimes maybe I denied Sean that bond between mother and son in the beginning. But that's what guilt can do to you. I was guilty. I don't know why, because it was my husband, I was married. There was an expression, I was going to have a child, or I wanted to have a child. But the guilt was really strong then. And to remember one day in specific, when I was buying Sean's baby clothes, you wouldn't believe it, guys, but I bought Sean baby clothes, and then I went ahead and bought all the other children who are not children. They are children because they're not above 18, but they are not newborn babies. So I was buying Sean's newborn baby clothes and I bought them outfits. This is how guilty I felt. And looking back, there is no reason for me to feel guilty, but that's just part of stepmom guilt. It was as simple also as not being able to call my newborn baby, you know, like papa or baby. I would really have to call him Sean, call him his name, because then I didn't want to be seen like I'm alienating them. And which is so crazy, you know, he was the newborn baby, but the stepmom guilt can do a number on you. Another aspect of how stepmom guilt manifested was now as Sean got older, I really wanted to travel with him alone and give him experiences of traveling with him alone, but I wasn't able to do it up to this year. I think this was the first time I traveled with Sean alone, because I used to feel we should carry everyone together. But then on the other hand, they also used to enjoy their own travel times with their biological parent, their own family events, their biological parent. But here I am ensuring that no one feels bad. And I'm carrying the guilt of everyone else around me, especially if their biological parent is not doing their part, then you feel the need to overcompensate. And that sometimes can leave you having to sacrifice your own biological child because it's easier. And that again causes another ripple effect of guilt, where you're asking yourself, am I doing right by my own biological child? Because we're left to manage these things. So stepmom guilt, and again I repeat, guilt is a very, very useless emotion. It is. Very. After saying that, you know, maybe one day we will bring Sean as my bio child. One day when he's old enough. And maybe we can bring Mike on this side to tell us how his experience was. No, he's not coming. This is my own show. He can start his own podcast. This is my experience. But anyway, in a joking manner, one day you will hear the side of maybe the stepchildren of maybe Sean or Mike, because in a blended family, there's a lot of balancing act. But this year, I was able to do Sean's first trip, just Sean, me, and the dad, and I think it was a really good one and a bonding one. It didn't mean that I don't struggle with the guilt of it nowadays, but I feel it less. I feel, you know, even they have to go and experience their own biological mother, so Sean should not experience me in full and working on that. Another way that stepmom guilt manifested was when traveling, I would want to buy, Sean is, to put this into context, Sean is 15 years younger, not 15, Fukun Sean is 13 years younger. Yes, from the last born to Sean, the gap in between is 13 years. So I used to a point where, even I did it last year, I'll travel and buy the adult stuff and come with maybe 5-6 things for Sean because he wouldn't be able to notice or he wouldn't be able to ask. So I buy for the adults and again, less for him. But this year, I have really, really tried to work on the stepmom guilt. And it's also just because I think by now the kids have gotten to a point where they know that I love them, I like them enough, I'm here to stay. So I've been able to step down on that guilt. And now they're also adults and they understand the situation better. So I don't feel like they would necessarily get affected if I traveled with Sean alone, I bought him more clothes, or if I babied on him more than I did on them. I think so far I've proved to them that I care about them and I'm here to stay. So then the feelings reduce. Also the fact that now they're adults, to be honest, at our talking in Denahau, they want to do their own things, they want to hang out with their own friends. So it is naturally happening that, you know, they'll be like, Mom, tupatio pesa tujipeleke. So yeah, it's much more easier for me to curate travel experiences with Sean alone. Mm-hmm. And now he's 11. I'm also worried that he's going to leave the nest soon. So I need to style up and create those mommy and son moments. And that brought me to the realization of the big question that people ask, do you love your own child the same way you love your stepkids? And the answer is no. The love is different. Definitely, I love my own child more, and I have no excuse or any apologies about that. But I also love my stepchildren. It is just a different kind of love. It doesn't make it any lesser. The same way, it would be a very hard question to ask them, do you love your mom more than you love me? It's definitely different. And so that's another guilt that I've removed myself from. You know, most of the times as a stepmother, you worry, what are people going to say just because they're not my own kids? You know, maybe they'll make the assumption if I do this, I don't love them the same as my children, or I love them less. You, again, cannot control what people say or think. At the end of the day, you know yourself, you know you're trying your best, and some things are just very unrealistic. And some of these things are actually issues that are not issues that people around us create. And that takes me to another point, which is very important, especially for new stepmothers. You know, you really try when you start to do the most, for lack of a better word, I don't use the word love bomb. You leave love bomb into a man. You overcompensate. You try to be really nice so that the children can like you. And also because you're afraid that society will judge you by saying, you know what, she wasn't even nice in the first place. We knew atakuja atatesawa matoto. And so you're not creating an ideal situation. You're actually not being yourself because you're afraid that, you know what, they might actually not think that as I'm nice as I am. And over time, then again, when you start being yourself, which was the case for me when I started being Kathy and I started having boundaries, I started creating rules, the children resisted in the beginning because they wondered, I thought you are Mrs. Nice. So I think it is also very important as the stepmom, when you come in, don't suffer being loved, don't suffer being liked. As long as you know you're fair, as long as you know you are not picking sides, as long as you know that you are being yourself without necessarily being unfair. I'll give you a real case scenario. I was a middle child and I was made to share everything. I think middle children suffer from, you know, you actually are forgotten. I don't, so now as an adult, I don't really like people coming in my space or using my things, sharing my clothes or sharing my shoes. So when I mention this to my children, before when I used to have stepmom guilt, I'll think, no. You know what, let them just use, let them not think that nawanyima, I need to be kind. And so what used to happen, I would be very annoyed. So I would have all this anger sizzling inside. I would have all this resentment. And sometimes when I spark at the children when something small, they wonder, it's a small thing, but it's because I did not set the boundaries and I did not correct the narrative of how I like things to be done or how I like my space or how I like my house to run or my own rules. So I would suggest for most stepmoms who come to the picture, you don't really have to overdo it. You don't really have to overcompensate so that you're liked. And you don't really have to try and cover up the two adults in the first place who created this mess. So you don't have to carry their guilt, because sometimes you're found in the middle with a lot of guilt and it is not your guilt, which was a consequence of two adults' actions or maybe just things didn't work out. So why am I feeling guilty? I'm feeling guilty because I was brought to this situation and I want to make everyone happy. So I'd suggest create boundaries. Over time, learn to feel what is real and what is not. Don't be afraid of the stereotypes that are out here. As long as you know you're a good human being, you're not the one who came to break the family. I'm a firm believer, wezi iba mtu mzima hezi ibiwa, hawezi iba mtu wa mtu. No one will be forced to start a relationship with you or to start a new family. It's an adult, they make their own choices. So don't suffer other people's mistakes and the things they don't do right. So I come here to try and fix, to be a fixer, which I think I suffered a lot in the beginning. I hope this podcast has shed light on stepmom guilt. Again, I repeat, it's something that you will work on as time goes by. You will learn to be able to separate the real issue versus how society looks at the concept of stepmoms. And be kind to yourself, be kind to the stepchildren around you, be kind to also whoever brought you there. For example, it could be your husband, it could be your wife. Be kind to them, because I think in this situation, there is no manual. So most stepmothers out there, do your job with kindness and do not overcompensate. For lack of a better word, as my team has implored, do not love bomb and then you take it away. The word love bomb is triggering. I think because I learned of the word the other day. I didn't know there's a word like that. Okay. And also, most importantly, talk about the issue of feeling guilty in whatever form or way with your partner so that they can help you process your emotions and that way you understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling, or maybe they can help you to be able to manage the situation for you so that you don't feel the need to overcompensate. Before I finish, I want to say thank you to you guys for watching. Thank you for your encouragement and thank you for your feedback. I hope you get to enjoy more and more of this vulnerable version of Kathy. Secondly, I want to thank IR Production. I know I own it, but they do amazing work, top tier, top quality. Clearly you've seen me produce content for the last 7 years. That is thanks to my team. Thank you, Nzilani, for your makeup. Amazing makeup as always. You make me look more beautiful than I actually am. Thank you very much for Kufu styling the hair, and I bought the hair from her. Amazing quality, it has a lot of body, just like Kathy likes it. And most of all, I want to thank me for being able to share my story with you guys, and the personality also, for my personality. You cannot hire this one. You could if you give us the right price. Anyway, I hope you do learn from my experience and you do a better job of stepmothering than I have done. Mm-hmm.